Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, it's that time of year again. Got to pack up those white pants and get out the studying books because our back-to-school episode is back.
Plus, where is iOS 7 for the iPad, our vacation iPad app roundup, and the zombies are back.
All that, and shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Okay.
I'm going to later on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by 99 Designs, the world's largest graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of more than 225,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today to receive a free power pack upgrade valued at $99. And by Slingbox. Buy a Slingbox and turn your mobile device into a television. With Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet anywhere there's an internet connection. Learn more at slingbox.com/twit. Hello, Sarah Lane. Last time we spoke, you were off to Miami.
Brains, yeah.
Have fun?
Miami is the best city. I know I say that about a lot of cities.
Now, Miami's fun, though.
It is.
If you're going and you're going to have a good time and stay up all night and really enjoy yourself, that's a great city.
That's what I did.
And then you go, and then the daytime you're tired, but you go out to the beach and you lie out in the sun.
You lay at the Shore Club.
It's wonderful.
And you have yourself some rosé, and by the time you're, then it's the next day, and you're like, where was I?
Do you wear rosé-colored glasses?
I wear everything rosé-colored. Basically wearing
so,
it.
So I can't believe it's back to school time, but you know it is.
Because it is.
My son today, in fact, just an hour ago, moved into his dorm at the University of Colorado Boulder. I went to the convocation for his old high school yesterday, the first day of class.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are going back to school earlier and earlier.
Oh, my whole Facebook feed is all proud parents.
Didn't it used to be first day
of preschool or first day of second grade or.
Am I really old? Didn't it used to be the first Tuesday after Labor Day? Yeah.
Always when I was in school as
September.
Well. It's crept up quite a bit earlier now. I don't know why. Do kids just have to go to school more? Maybe they get more vacations. Maybe winter break is longer or something. I don't know. There's something going on. It seems very strange to me that any kid is going to school in the month of August. But I guess the world has changed around us.
Well, the iPad is going back to school with a lot of kids. We mentioned that the Los Angeles School District bought $30 million worth of iPads.
That's right.
Even in college, an iPad, probably not a great choice to take notes. But there's some great apps. I'll show you one of them in a bit that I encouraged Henry to take along with him to college.
Although a lot of people do use their iPad as their primary computer. If you have one of the Logitech keyboards, for example, taking notes all of a sudden becomes a lot easier. Or stylus, if you're into that sort of thing.
Textbooks now on the iPad big time. Lots of textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
You can also take notes on the iPad, as you mentioned. You can learn on the iPad in ways that are more, you know, enjoyable and multimedia. There's iTunes U. You can take college classes even if you're not in college. So the iPad's a great educational tool. So let's talk.
All right. So one of the resources available to people of all ages, not just kids, that I really wish I had when I was in school is Wikipedia. Wikipedia is the encyclopedia for everything, including ourselves. But Wikipedia.
But you don't need an app for that.
Well, you don't need an app because you could just go to wikipedia.org and look up whatever you wanted. But there are apps that make Wikipedia just a little bit more iPad-friendly. And the one that I think I like the most, there are a few. This is not the only one, but it's called Articles. In fact, when you search for it in the App Store, it's Articles, parentheses, Wikipedia Reader. And when you open it up, what it is just a much more lovely version of the Wikipedia that you know and love. So, for example, I looked up, an Atari 8-bit article here. So you've got...
Oh, my first computer!
I know, I thought you'd like it.
Love
you've
that
got
one.
Some visuals here. This is all just pulled from the Wikipedia site itself. You've got, you know, your good stuff. If you see it at any point, oh, cool, serial input output. Yeah, let's see what the Wikipedia article is on that. It'll dump you right over there. But what's kind of neat is if for some reason you decide, okay, I want to go off the rails a little bit and do some research on the Game of Thrones books. So if I type in here Song of Ice and Fire, I've got a few context menus that come up. I don't know why it's taking so long to load right now, because it was loading earlier. I've got the title, and it's basically all the Wikipedia articles in a variety of languages that mention that in the title versus that mention it in the content.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so that's kind of neat. So if I'm just sort of like, okay, well, I could go to the main one, but maybe actually what
nice.
I'd be more interested in is maybe the George R. R. Martin Wikipedia. Yeah, that's actually what I'm most interested in, the guy that wrote all of this. So it's kind of fun. You can go down sort of these rabbit holes, and then I don't know how many articles I would really want to read in Italian that mention Song of Ice and Fire or Dutch, but I could do that. And then it gives me all the content that's related to a variety of languages. So it's, again, this is just a different way of packaging Wikipedia content.
No, it's not offline.
It's pretty nice.
There have been apps for the Wikipedia where you download the whole Wikipedia, which is surprisingly small, maybe not anymore, but it was less than a gigabyte
in the old
days.
Still mostly text.
And then you could be offline, but this is not. This is doing it online.
This is doing it online, and
I'm not sure I'd want to do the offline one because it wouldn't be up to date. And everybody's online now. That was really from a time when you couldn't guarantee. It was on an iPhone where you couldn't guarantee that you'd be off online.
Exactly. I think, especially if you're going to have an iPad. Well,
if you're in school, you're going to be online.
I was going to say you'd have a cellular package for your iPad, but even if you didn't, if you're in school, an iPad.
Every school has Wi-Fi now, I think.
I would. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. Certainly. So this is a great little app. It works well. It is 99 cents. So it's not completely free, but it's 99 cents. It's not $5.99.
I'm not sure how much iStudies is, only because I bought it a while ago for Henry. Henry is a smart kid, but he's not great at organization. This is not an unusual problem. In fact, I wasn't very good with organization when I was in school.
Who is?
Yeah. Well, some are, but
they're
I
the annoying valedictorian kids.
Yeah, they're the ones that get the A's and all
you're
that.
You're like, oh, you can organize.
But keeping track of your classes, what the assignments are in each class, what the professors are, all of that information. There are a number of apps on the iTunes store that do that. But my favorite is iStudies, S-T-U-D-I-E-Z. It is not just a calendar. It keeps track of homework assignments, who the professors are, what your classes are. It'll let you know you're late for classes. You can see what your semester looks like. I'm taking multivariable calculus this year. There's the lecturer. Isn't that nice? It shows what room it's in. It shows, or actually maybe that's the name of the class. And then it shows what days it is. When the exams are is really useful. What the assignments are. So anything that will help a student do a better job of keeping track. Assignments is a tough one. And when they're going to be due is really tough.
Well, especially, not just for college kids, but Henry, for example. You know, you're going away for the first time. You don't have your parents saying, hey, have you done your homework?
I'm not there to tell them.
Yeah, you still can choose not to use something like this. But if you want to take advantage of it, it could really help you stay in line.
They have this for the iPhone, but having the big calendar and all of that makes it really fabulous. You can also keep notes in here and information. You can have what's current, what's completed. You can establish priorities because you're going to have more than one job, aren't you? So there's, by the way, this is my calendar. You can see we have some TWIT stuff in there, but also Henry goes to college. There should be a big arrow there. And these. So this is, I think this is a great solution. Here's all the different instructors. You can see their email address, their phone number, what courses I have. Keeping track of your instructors is great. Office hours. One of the things I told Henry is your job is to make friends with at least one of your professors, you know, kind of enlist them to help you.
It's amazing how accessible they are these days,
too. They really are.
And I don't remember being able to. I guess I could go, like, run up to my professor after class when I was in college and get a few minutes, but
right.
I didn't have all this like emailing professor. That just wasn't happening.
You should, there also is a place for you to put the picture of the professor.
Oh, yeah. Just so
Professor,
you can remember.
Professor Leo, you know what the professor looks like. Oh, that's them, the professor, yeah.
You see them in the market late at night, you know, some, buying beer.
Look, you're trying to break. Yeah. Hey, Professor Turner, what are you doing here?
Yeah, that's my physicist.
I thought this was only for people who had medical marijuana issues. but no, it's and it actually, what fun to go up to your professor and say, can I take your picture? I'm keeping track of all my professors. It's a great icebreaker. Anyway, I like eye studies. There are other choices, you know, all of them around 10 bucks or less. But this is the one that I really think is fabulous, and it's been around for a long time. I think I even recommended it in the past. By the way, you can also turn on the grades option and keep track of the grading scale, how it's working, your total GPA. If you're on the edge, as I often was, it's a good idea to know if you're above 2.0 or not. And then this will do all of that for you. This is a nice program. Keep track of all your stuff. Back up your data as well. iStudies, they have, a free version, but this is iStudies Pro I'm talking about. It's only $3.
I know it's going to sound weird, but whenever we start talking about something like this, it's like, I wish I had this tool.
Oh,
and I
me
also
too.
Wish I could just go to college.
I know.
Doesn't it sound fun?
Well, you know what? I feel like I would do so much better than I did at the time. I was a space cadet when
me
I was
too.
There. And I don't think I appreciated the opportunity.
I wasn't a space cadet, but I was...
Well, you graduated at least. You got four years in.
I did well in school, but yeah. The thing is like...
You got your whole career
when I was 19, 20 years old, all I wanted to do was get out of college,
right.
You know, and be a big kid.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sick of school. I've been in school my whole life. Now it's like, what was I doing? I should have like dragged that out another 7 years.
I wish I could go back myself. I know.
And it's... So... Moral of the story, use iStudies Pro, but take your time.
And you're lucky kids today, and your kids and our kids are lucky because they have these tools. The iPad is a great tool for school.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of great tools, we've talked about this app in the past, and I think that if for whatever reason you need to put together some sort of a book report, or you in your class, you've got to study something and kind of achieve some sort of a presentation or oral exam, whatever, Haiku Deck will make you stand out in the best of ways. Oh, this is presentation and slideshow software, and it's not really designed just for students. It's designed for anybody who needs to basically make a presentation about anything. This could be in place of a PowerPoint, at a conference, whatever. But I think it would actually work really well in school in certain situations. Now, I've put together really stupid ones.
Retirement. You're planning ahead.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to make something really simple. So if you'd like to look at my Haiku Deck for retirement,
mm-hmm.
This is kind of just my like splash page. You know, you
I want to retire
there,
too.
In front of the class. Yes. It's a path of mystery. How do we achieve it? And then, you know, I made like a little...
What kind of people retire?
Well...
Smart people?
Some of them
rich
are smart.
People? Old people?
Yes. So, but it's like, hey, look at that. Most of the people who retire are smart. So you have to figure out how to be smart because you're probably not going to be rich and everybody's going to be old. So then finally it's, you know...
And you,
just,
you shall
and then,
retire.
And look at how smart they are.
Well, they're old.
Now, what's neat about this is I took this. This is a stock photo.
Yeah.
That it has a Creative Commons license on
neat.
It.
Oh, neat. Okay.
And Haiku Deck allows me to pull that photo into my slideshow. Now, the last time we talked about Haiku Deck, this was, I don't know. It was quite a while ago.
Was it that long ago? It seems not that long ago.
It was...
A few months ago.
Yeah, at least a few months ago.
And I was really impressed with this.
Yeah, because, again, I'm putting together kind of silly presentations just so that we can look at something really quickly. But if I were to put together something new, fine, da-da-da, loading slides, and I were to say, all right, I want to add a new image of some kind, and I want a, what should I search for, like tree?
So this is searching for stuff.
It is searching for stuff. However, the new version, you can see some dollar signs by these.
Ah,
it's pulling from Getty Images.
Okay.
So there are a lot of
things.
It would
be nice to have Shutterstock on this.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
I would really be happy about that.
Yeah. Well, Shutterstock should talk to the Haiku.
Talk to Shutterstock. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What's nice about it is you don't really have to feel compelled to like, oh, I have to pay more for anything. It's like the cool tree.
But you know, and you know it's going to cost money.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it'll let you know if you
that's
say
a great
I really
image.
Want this one.
That's a great...
It's $2.
It's $2.
And then it goes into your collection, and basically you agree to not use it for any purposes beyond Haiku Tech, because that's who they have the agreement with.
Ah.
But they also have just really great stock footage that's fine. That, you know.
And if you have images on your iPad, of course you can use those
as well. Of course, yeah.
So if you do have an iStock photo or a 99 design, or I mean Shutterstock account, and you had the images, you could just put the images on your iPad.
Yes. And use them. It's not just going to make you pull from
that's
the web,
cool.
But it takes a little bit of, you know, I wouldn't say there's a huge learning curve, but if you're going to put together a presentation, as presentations go, it's not going to be completely effortless. It's not going to do your research for you, but it sure would look, I mean, you have a classroom of people and you've got this nice haiku deck and you're walking them through, I don't know.
It's nice.
Some war of the...
Worlds.
Last century.
So then Will Smith went to the alien.
And then Will Smith, like, the helicopter leaves, and he's stuck there.
And he's there with his daughter, Jada.
No.
Pinkett.
His dog.
With his dog.
Yeah.
And then they get a virus and they die.
Kind of.
The end.
Kind of how it went. Sorry. Spoiler. So that's Haiku Deck.
Effin Dunn says he does his staff meeting lectures at the L.A. Zoo. Using Haiku Deck.
No kidding.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Haiku Deck. It's free. Again, there are some in-app purchases if you choose to use those. And by the way, if you're like, you know what, I'm never going to buy any of those Getty images. I never want to see them. There is a setting where you can just strip them out. So that you don't have to feel sort of compelled to pay more money than free.
I think every kid should know about iTunes U. Maybe you're thinking, you're looking at this going, boy, I wish I could go to college, like Sarah and I are saying. iTunes U is free in most cases. It's built into, it's a separate app now on your iPad. And there are some amazing courses there from some of the best colleges in the nation. And you don't have to pay for it. In some cases, there's coursework. There's notes. There usually is a series of videos. For instance, I'll give you a great one. Stanford every year puts on their iTunes U. They put their iOS programming class, which they update yearly, that is one of the hottest classes at Stanford. Stanford costs you like $60,000 a year to go to. It's free on iTunes U. And I download it every year when they update it because it's such a great course. It's a separate app now. It's not in your iTunes. It looks, you know, it looks different and so forth, but I highly recommend it. iTunes U. You can see I have the Stanford iPad and iPhone app. Here's from Duke University, Core Concepts in chemistry. So if you wanted to learn chemistry, you know, and it comes with some stuff. Like for $5.95, you can buy the Wolfram General Chemistry Course Assistant. You know that Wolfram has a bunch of really excellent apps to help you learn subject matter.
I didn't really know that.
Well,
Let me
add that.
Tell me.
Let me add that. So this is general chemistry, $5. You know about Wolfram Alpha, of course.
Of course.
So there's
but I didn't
whole...
really realize that there was a whole suite of apps.
There's a ton of them. Let me see if I can find a list of them, because here's the developer info. So here's calculus, algebra, pre-calculus, music theory. This is a really... Praise Wolfram for doing this. I mean, they've found a really exciting... Here's a tides calculator, astronomy course assistant, a physics course assistant, fractals reference, sun exposure, network admin professionals. So they've got courseware and a huge amount of stuff. These are not free. In most cases, they aren't a standalone course. They're an app that would help you, that would be part. And by the way, they do have one for you, Sarah Lane, the Cat Breeds reference app.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Anything you want to know about a cat breed. I don't know if that's college level or higher. Probably graduate school.
This is
school.
Definitely doctorate level information. Let's be honest.
That's only 99 cents, that one.
Oh. It's a steal.
Maybe if... I don't know if that's for veterinary school or just for cat ladies, but...
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
Not mutually exclusive. That's brand new, by the way.
That's awesome. Well, I actually spent a bunch of time at the vet with one of my cats this week.
Oh, I saw that.
She's fine.
Okay?
Yes.
She got her teeth removed.
Not all of them, but many of them.
Why was that? Were you not brushing her teeth properly?
Well, I wasn't brushing her teeth at all, but
she was
eating tartar control food that I paid a fortune for.
Mm-hmm.
And she
didn't work, huh?
Periodontal disease.
I hate it when that happens.
She's only six.
Wow. You know, Wolfram
anyway,
has a personal assist fitness app.
God bless them. Any, you know, vet tech out there probably has the Wolfram Cat Breeds reference.
Do they use pliers?
I don't know. I wasn't in there.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see
poor
that.
Little... I know. Oh, gosh, I don't want to talk about it.
Now, how does she eat her food now? Does she gum it?
She's on wet food.
She has to be for a while.
Yeah. Apparently cats, like Lil Bub, famous internet cat, doesn't have any teeth.
That explains a lot.
She's a genetic issue for not having teeth. But apparently she eats dry food. She swallows it whole.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure.
I mean, your stomach digests it.
Ozzy, we had him. We brought. Never mind. We did. We had his teeth cleaned professionally.
Yeah, well.
And they didn't have to pull any out. We just had them cleaned once in a while.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Because the. Anyway.
I'm glad that's not my job.
Oh, gosh. Kitty breath? Not good anyway. Especially with advanced periodontal disease. Hey, you know, one of the apps, before we move on, that's, again, it's not so much about learning anything specific, but I think it's an app that everybody should have.
Love this app.
Is TED.
Yeah.
TED Talks.
Everybody must have.
Now, many of the people who actually give TED Talks are professors in some capacity, are extremely smart people who are experts on a particular subject or subjects. But this is, I think, even if you are not planning to ever meet any of these people or they don't speak at your college or anything, it's a really good way to get inspired about things that people have dedicated their life's work to. For example,
emergency shelters made from paper.
Yes.
A manipulated memory.
A manipulated memory based on a mouse and a laser beam. I mean, that's just, and it really runs the gamut. I mean, a lot of this is science-based, but not all of it.
It's not all from the big TED conference either. It's from a lot of smaller TEDs, TEDxs, and so forth. So there's really a lot of stuff, and they add new stuff. They sent me four new lectures. They're adding new stuff all the time.
So yeah, they are.
It's nice.
And they are also, they've added sort of interesting features that I don't know that I would need, but you can, like, pin a talk to Pinterest now. That's
right.
One of the features of the updated app. But I really think that this is one of the best places to, it sounds sort of trite, but get inspired.
Oh, it's totally
inspiring. That I could possibly go to.
And they're all short. They're all 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, thereabouts.
And sometimes I kind of go like,
18 minutes, I think it is.
And then whenever I'm finished with even just one,
I'm like, I'm going to
change the
world.
That was the most amazing person. I should email this man and tell him thank you.
The one caveat, the one thing I would say is there's no stuffed bear anywhere in this app. There's no animated stuffed bear of any kind. So don't look for one.
What?
Sometimes people download this thing thinking they're going to get a TED.
Took me a minute. You know, I watched that movie for the first time last week.
Wonderful movie, isn't it?
It was fine.
I liked the fight scene. Is it Mark Wahlberg? Who is it in that?
It's Mark Wahlberg.
Is fighting a animated stuffed teddy bear, and they destroy the hotel room.
I guess I don't know. It was okay. I don't like it when animals have adult voices.
It's not a good movie. I admit it. I am a big fan of The Family Guy, and of course it was Seth MacFarlane's movie, so I expected a lot. And Seth MacFarlane is the voice of the
animated
teddy bear.
But I never think anything's funny that other people think are funny. It's a cute little bear. I wanted to have
It could have been so good.
I wanted to have a cuddly persona.
Oh, see, my feeling is they didn't go far enough in the other direction. It should have been meaner.
No.
And then at the end, it's all sappy.
That's what I want.
I know. You wanted sappy.
I love my bear.
I wanted mean. They couldn't decide which they wanted. Mean at the beginning and sappy at the end.
Well, one big fail, Seth MacFarlane. However, TED
Do you
talks,
like Family Guy?
No.
Seth MacFarlane is probably not on TED. But he might be. Actually, you know what? He's given some really good talks. Let's see. Wouldn't that be funny? No. No Seth MacFarlane talks. Sorry.
Well, too bad.
Not even any. Just Seth Godin. Seth Shostak.
Seth Godin. Seth Godin is awesome. He's been on the Social Hour before.
Yeah. He's a great big thinker.
Do you know that he blogs every single day and has for like 8 years? It's too prolific for me.
Yeah, he's quite prolific.
I just can't.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's a lot of great people. It's absolutely worth downloading
TED,
and watching a couple TED Talks.
Do you have a favorite?
Favorite
one
what?
That you would TED Talk that you would just say everybody should watch?
Yes, I do. And now I'm going to forget her name, but you guys all know which one I'm talking
about. Amanda Palmer?
No. It's the woman who blogged about how she...
Jane McGonigal?
No. It's... I haven't even the last name. It was a brain thing. And I found it...
She got her brain back.
Yeah, basically from having like a terrible seizure.
Isn't that Jane
going sideways for a while. No.
And she did it through gaming?
No. She just did it through medical science.
Huh. Cool.
Anyway.
Because that happened to you. You lost your brain for a while.
Yeah, she and I did not have the exact same medical issue.
She had something similar?
But it was something so similar that, yes, I was
You were
very
kind of inspired
touched,
by that.
Very touched. One of the best talks I've ever seen.
You should do a TED Talk.
Yeah. No.
No. You were never in bad shape. You just when she traveled around the world, she slept with some bad blankets and got a little thing, and it's gone now.
That is a really good synopsis. I slept with some blankets?
Didn't you tell me it was you thought it might be from having slept in some bad blankets?
No. I never said
you did,
that.
You did. It was probably when you were out of it.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm fine now.
No. Like horse blankets or something that might have had the parasite in it?
No. That was just, I was just saying,
for example.
I slept with camels.
Camel blankets.
Under filthy blankets in a desert.
That
might have been thing. I don't know.
Could have been.
Nobody knows. Sometimes you get sick out there. You keep on trucking.
That's why I'm not going. There's certain continents I'm not going to.
Like where?
Most. Because there's diseases.
Oh, Leo.
You could get sick.
Well. So you might
as well
get
malaria.
Just put your tinfoil hat on.
I'm not worried
about it.
I'm gonna retire right here in this sealed studio.
Good.
We're gonna seal up all the windows
and
the doors.
Hey, so for the links that we mentioned,
Rob Reed.
We actually didn't mention any links to the apps that we mentioned.
Yes. Where would you go?
Do you know?
I don't know.
Leo's sitting here.
Unfortunately, we don't have something
on
like
saying,
that.
I'm worried. Is it secure? twit.tv/IPT. Am I going to get a virus? Will the NSA track me? No, you don't have to worry about any of that. All you have to worry about is finding the stuff that we talked about on the show.
It's a scary world, and I don't appreciate your mocking my fear.
I just think sometimes your paranoia holds you back. That's all.
Do you never ask me what my favorite TED Talk was?
What's your favorite TED Talk?
I have quite a few. I mentioned a couple. But somebody in the chat room reminded me we've interviewed Rob Reed. That's Morgan Freeman's wife.
Morgan Webb.
Morgan Webb's husband.
Morgan Freeman.
I don't know where that came from.
Oh.
And he did the $8 billion iPod, which is a wonderful TED Talk about copyright law and a lot of fun.
Yeah,
copyright
he's
math.
A brilliant, brilliant guy.
He's very funny.
Yeah, he's great.
You know, my daughter just came home with his book the other day.
Oh, really?
And I said, you know who that guy is.
And it was just coincidental?
Yeah, she just bought it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
Rob Reed.
So, you know, we're brought to you by a great company, a stable of brilliant designers who are anxious to help you out making your stuff look prettier. I'm talking about 99designs, 99designs.com, the world's largest graphic designs marketplace. They connect you with more than 225,000 graphic designers from all over the world. You tell them what you want, what you're looking for, whether you need a new logo, a new mobile app, a business card, a t-shirt. Any kind of graphic design. They come up with some ideas for you. You work back and forth with them a little bit. Once you pick a winner, you pay. And it's a surprisingly affordable thing. That's how we got our t-shirts for, I think it was $199. $199. It was great. And beautiful designs, too. Scroll down a little bit there. We can see you can get mobile apps for $4.99. Look at that. And these are actual contests. They call them contests. And that are ongoing right now, and some of the ideas, some examples of what's going on. Scroll up a little bit. Okay, you already did that, Brian. I'm sorry. But this is an example. For $5.99, 29 designs from 6 different designers. I just love 99 designs. I think you will, too. Are you trying to do a menu, a Facebook landing page? Maybe you want to do a T-shirt. Maybe you want to do a mobile app. 99 designs is ready and willing to help you. Anything from icons and buttons to your entire app design at 99designs.
These all look really good.
They're really good.
Yeah, I mean,
really good designers. Start your next graphic design project as low as $199. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today. You'll get a $99 power pack of services for free. The power pack
gives you. See what you did there.
Yeah, clever, huh?
Yeah.
Could have been $98, but no, they went all the way. $99. Gives you more designer time and attention. 99 Designs will bold and highlight and feature your design project in their marketplace, which means you'll get nearly twice as many Designs. It's a really great idea. Everybody wins. 99designs.com/iPad today. That's 99designs.com/iPad today for that $99 power pack. Absolutely free.
I remembered the TED
What's
talk.
Her name?
Jill Bolt Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
I do, and I haven't seen this.
She's
so I'm
a brain
watch it.
Researcher that yeah. had a stroke.
She had a stroke and came back.
And basically lost, had to kind of start from scratch. You have to watch it.
I'm fascinated
you
by this stuff.
You have to watch it.
Because the brain is such a mystery still. You know, we can go down to the bottom of the ocean. We can go out to the moon. But our own human brains are such a mystery to us. And I think it's fascinating.
You know what's also fascinating?
What is that?
This new software. I read about it in The Atlantic. And it's a company called MindFlash. They're based in the Bay Area. They're down in the peninsula. And the idea is that you can use it to create an online training course for employees or students or whatever. But it knows when you look away.
Because it's
watching you.
I don't know. How would you feel if we made you look at that?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that the article in The Atlantic is like, this is like a Clockwork Orange. This is like really, really scary stuff.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like, and the idea is, if you look down or, I don't know, you're checking email
it
or
stops.
You nod off, it stops. So you don't miss anything. So the idea, of course, is you're like, oh, well, that's very convenient. That's pretty cool. But at the same time, it's a little scary because it knows and it can take your data.
Well, I guess it's kind of a problem that you might have. I know, for instance, I still do. I'm an employee, too, you know. Not just an entrepreneur, but I work for Premier Radio Networks, the radio show. I'm an employee, and they require me to take a course, as many radio stations and radio station owners do, in Plugola and, you know, integrity and stuff like that every year. And you could easily just go, yeah, click, 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 go through it. And they do give you a quiz at the end, but I could pass that quiz with my eyes closed because I've taken it every year for the last umpteen years. So I guess this would be the kind of thing they would get and force you to look and learn, because they do it on a computer.
Well, and the idea is not that you just sort of blow through it and pay no attention. And by the way, the video that we showed was from a Galaxy S4 commercial, right? So it's not as if
the Galaxy S4 does that, but it doesn't do it.
It's not as if it's making sure that you answered questions.
No, the
correctly.
Galaxy S4, if you're looking at a YouTube video, for instance, and you look away,
it'll
pause. If you turn this on, it'll pause.
Yeah.
It's dumb. I turn it off. I don't understand. It's like, I don't care that much.
Right.
I could pause it if I really wanted to.
That's why I feel like sometimes when you look away, you're like, I don't actually want you to pause. I don't care that much about what I'm watching. But
so I installed MindFlash, but unfortunately,
I've got it.
You have to have an account with
that. Yeah, I signed up for an account.
Oh, okay.
It's. I made a little training video.
Did you?
Well,
I can't look away.
Well,
let me watch it.
It's not that exciting because that's a weird arm. Network is
no. It's always it's just this show.
It's all over the place.
It's just this show.
Well, I was. Let's say
the internet's broken.
Yeah. For example, that I wanted you to look at some sort of architectural
Sarah's apartment. You can't look away.
How the heck do I move stuff around best?
this is good. I want to see this.
Well, it's there. Are some,
I want there's, this training.
There are some options. For how I might move my furniture
Always
around.
Lift with your legs.
Right, yeah. Well, because it's like my TV's on the... So anyway, this is something that I could build and you could need to provide feedback on. Let's say we all have some sort of a all-hands meeting where we all talk about the different ways that I might be able to move around my furniture
is
tomorrow.
Is this your dream?
What?
That we have an all-hands meeting to teach you how to move your furniture?
No, I already made all of it. Changes myself.
Now wait a minute. Now let me.
I don't want your input at all. But if I did,
are the tools in MindFlash there to do that, or did you get that from another?
Yeah,
app?
No. This is just a file
it's
that I imported.
File.
You
okay.
can import a variety of files.
I
so you could basically have you could have almost a, well not any kind of file, but any PDFs or Word docs or PowerPoints or Excel spreadsheets or whatever, and. You as the person that I invited to my MindFlash,
right,
would have to go through it.
It's
and
more
that
for
is
corporate training, really.
Absolutely.
Right? here's how you flip a burger at McDonald's, or here's, you know, how not to sexually harass your co-host, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's something that you should probably pay attention to, but not everybody does. So this would be a tool that you could
use. I know how
to
flip burgers at McDonald's.
Well,
I just want
to
say.
I'd like to see you try. Just saying.
Actually, they don't do it anymore. They have machines that do it.
Oh, it's so sad.
Kids today.
They don't know how to flip burgers. You know, in my day, we used to have to flip burgers in the snow.
Really?
Yeah. In Sebastopol, it snowed a lot there. It's very cold. There were polar bears also that would eat you.
Uphill.
You didn't flip fast enough.
It did snow once in Petaluma. Once.
It snowed once in Sebastopol. I have pictures.
That was the same day.
It's probably seventh grade or so. Yeah. It was like 1980.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Crazy software. Moving on. Do you pronounce it Wacom? Wacom?
We've had this conversation.
I know, I'm always like, I say, Aspert Monroy.
Well,
because I don't know.
That's good that you said that. Because I say Wacom because Burt Monroy, many years ago on the Screensavers.
Yes, he's a Photoshop expert.
He's the Photoshop wizard. He uses a Cintiq. He used Wacom tablets for years. He said he asked them and they said Wacom.
Right.
Everybody else in the world says Wacom.
Yeah.
But I say Wacom.
Right.
I also say Wacom because it's kind of funny. Wacom.
Yeah.
The tablet
really,
makers.
They actually are coming out with, it's not actually available yet, so hopefully when it is, we can get one in studio. But in October, they're coming out with a new professional-grade stylus that works in tandem with iPads for what they call a realistic pen-on-paper feel.
But do you get pressure sensitivity?
Yes, you get 2,048 levels of pressure sensitivity, along Bluetooth 4.0 and some shortcut buttons. It's made of brushed aluminum clad.
How?
Material. I don't know how, because this is what they do for fun. Yeah,
but there's no pressure sensitivity on the iPad.
It's in the pen. It's all in the pen.
Oh.
It's just designed not to feel that way.
Ah.
Cool, huh?
Got it.
And
the
it'll
pen.
Only, it'll be a,
it's
I
in
was
the
about
pen.
To say it'll only be $100 to some of you. That's going to sound like a lot. But if you're actually using it on a regular basis, and it's an indispensable tool...
It's
maybe that doesn't sound like much
stylus.
At all.
That's
kind of neat, huh?
Yeah, you know, the Galaxy Note, and I just got the Note 8, which has the built-in stylus. Has quite a bit of, I think it's not that much, but 256 levels of pressure. And that's nice when you're drawing, because you can draw a light line or a deep, dark line.
Sure.
And it's a much more natural way of working. I think if anybody were going to do it, it would be Wacom.
Wacom. They also have an app, the Bamboo Paper app, that we've talked about in the past.
Love that app.
Long time ago, actually.
Yeah.
But it exists. So it's nice to know that we've got more styli options. And we almost never cover them because we have no artistic ability. But we probably should.
Well, we do. But when we draw with it, it looks like a four-year-old.
And then it basically keeps people from wanting to buy those products.
Right. Well, if that's what my art looks like.
Is that all you can do?
I'm not
buying this app.
My mom, who's quite an accomplished artist, the Galaxy Note 2 with a stylus. And she's been drawing on that.
Yeah.
She gave Henry his birthday card because his birthday's in a week. And drew it on. She drew it on her Note 2 and printed it out on her printer and made the card.
That's so cool.
And so I think this is the future in many ways for a lot of artists.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking with Scott Johnson, and he said a lot of web cartoonists, he's a cartoonist, doesn't do this, but a lot of his colleagues are using Windows RT, Surface RT tablets for that because they also have pressure sensitivity.
Well, they're the only ones who are using the Windows RT
that's,
tablets.
Well, they found a market.
Ba-bum, bum, bum. Sorry, it's iPad today. What else am I going to say? Hey, let's talk about iOS 7 for the iPad because it sounds like we might not get it as quickly as we get iOS 7 for iPhone because iPhone development started earlier than the iPad.
Yeah, remember when it came out and people were downloading it after the WWDC, they didn't have the iPad version till later.
Right.
But it wasn't that much later.
Yeah, but apparently...
It was a few weeks, right?
I'm wondering what the deal is. I think probably it has more to do with third-party developers not being caught up yet than it does with Apple not having their gold master ready yet.
Let me query you then.
All right.
We are pretty sure everybody, not Apple, but everybody but Apple, says September 10th for the next iPhone.
Yeah. It's like we have it all in pen on all our calendars.
Yeah, but nobody's
said anything.
Nobody sent out an invitation or anything.
No.
And we're planning. You're going to do it with me and everybody. We're going to do their usual live coverage of the event and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if Apple's streaming it or what, but Andy Anaka's going to be out. We're going to have Chris Breen in studio. You know who's joining us? Scott Bourne. Remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to join us. But anyway.
Excellent.
I was presuming that at that point, Apple would say the new iPhone's coming out. And by the way, the rumors are strong that it will be out very, very quickly, within a week of the announcement, which is good before I leave town. And that it would come with iOS 7. You're telling me that they won't push out an update for our iPads until October when they announce the iPads?
I'm telling you that at least if you were to believe 9 to 5 Max sources.
I believe them. They're very good.
They're very good. That the and things could change, of course, but what they're hearing now is that iOS 7 for iPhone will arrive with the iPhones that should arrive
that
within about
sense.
A week of the announcement.
Yep.
But that since we have an iPad announcement probably coming out the following month, that the iPad announcement is not going to be bundled into the September 10th announcement because that's for iPhones.
And that's how they did it last year.
Yeah, and why would they do it all together when they can stretch
they do it
out?
Yep.
That iOS 7 for iPad would not be available until after we get the iPad announcement, so, even though it will run on iPads that we are currently using.
Right. Well, that makes sense, though. So the new iPhone comes out. Everybody gets iOS 7.
Yep.
People who are developing for iPad get another month or so, thereabouts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then they ship the new iPads with iOS 7.
Right.
And that day, they also push it to iPads. That makes sense. So look for it in October, right?
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
especially
I think
since
that makes sense.
If you get iOS 7 on your iPad and then you hear about a new iPad running iOS 7, maybe that's a little anticlimactic. So I think it probably works in Apple's favor to not have both of the operating systems roll out at the same time. Right. That's my guess.
So that's just what we're thinking might happen. But no one knows till Apple does it.
It's purely speculative.
I think you're right, though.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
There was a kind of a funny study from Flurry Analytics. They do a lot of studies that deal with iOS. And it was all about iPhone and iPad users. And one of the pieces of data that they came out is that single people are far more likely to spend the majority of their time on the iPhone, while moms are the top iPad users.
You know, it's funny. I always thought that was the case.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a single person, and I use an iPad. Well, I use an iPhone
a lot
also.
Well, me too, but I
don't choose between the two, really.
But I just think that sounds right. What about dads?
Well, it's sort of parents in general.
Okay, so not just moms, dads and moms.
You're right.
Huh. I don't know why, but that fits my image, which is, I always thought, just prejudiced. But there you go. So value shoppers prefer the iPhone. But auto enthusiasts like the iPad, business professionals.
Yeah, it's kind of like
sports fan.
What kind of person are you if you're using an iPad? Apparently, if you're a pet owner, high likelihood you're using an iPad.
Concert event lovers, bookworms.
Small business owners, that's not a surprise.
Well, I guess this is valuable if you're a developer. You should pay attention to this,
absolutely.
Right? I don't know if it matters. Wait a minute, is pet owner at the bottom?
Well, no, because it's iPad versus iPhone.
So pet owners far prefer iPads.
Yeah. I don't know why.
But what if you're a bookworm and a pet owner?
Well, there's no such
thing. What if you're a single pet owner?
That's me.
Then you're on both sides of the scale. That's why you do both.
I would say, if I had to choose, if I actually use my iPhone or my iPad more, it's not fair because sometimes I only have my iPhone.
Sarah, how many times can I tell you, life is not fair? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, better be. If I get a Retina Mini,
yeah,
I never have to use my iPhone
again.
Because it'll always fit in one of my purses. This guy won't always fit in one of my purses.
But what if you have to make a phone call?
Don't want to.
Don't need to.
Do you know that the voicemail on my iPhone has been just, like, I use Verizon. There's something wrong with...
And you don't care. Nobody calls you.
If you call me and I answer, we can have a conversation. If
otherwise,
I don't answer,
yeah,
you don't get voicemail. You get a... and then it hangs up.
That's annoying.
Can't leave me a message. And that's been that way for a
that's
year.
That's really annoying.
Yeah. Well, I never get any voicemails and I like it that way.
You know, isn't this funny how the world has changed? I think that maybe you and I are harbingers of a future world, but I'm the same way. I don't want to get any voicemails or phone
calls. Whatever it is, just call me back.
How can I make my phone do that thing? That's good.
It was not something that I did.
You broke it.
It took a while because I was like, that's weird. I see that people call me and no one leaves a message anymore because my voicemail used to say if you'd like to get a hold of me, please hang up and send me a text.
Oh.
So I was like, they're listening. And then finally someone said, you know, you can't leave a voicemail for you. And then,
but how long did it take you for somebody to tell you that? Like
a
long time.
Kind of a
while.
Months. Or people would say, something's weird about your phone. I'm like, eh,
yeah,
whatever.
I don't care.
So
that's why I'm very interested. I've been saying this for a long time. If they made an iPad, let's say the mini Retina, with phone capability just in case, I wouldn't even need the iPhone.
Exactly.
If I had to make a phone call, I could put an earpiece in and make a phone call.
How often does that need to happen?
Are you with me on that?
I'm so with you.
I thought the iPhone 6 should be an iPad mini. Just eliminate the whole thing.
Yeah. Do it.
Because we like bigger screens. Because really, we're using these more as a computer than we are as a phone.
Yeah.
Or at best, a communication device, right?
I try to think of the instances where you really... Like, I had to call my credit card company the other day, and it's like, well, I have to call them.
I hate that.
There isn't some sort of...
But they want
a,
that 800 things. And then they play an ad down the line, too.
Right. Well, and it's like they probably have some email form on their website, and it's like, no, I had to talk to somebody right
now. I hate that.
But eventually, I think we'll get to the point where they'll have some sort of a Skype solution.
We're pretty close now.
Yeah. It's getting there.
I hardly ever make phone calls anymore.
Hardly. Yeah.
Texting has totally replaced that.
Yeah. And that's why we're all, you know, crashing.
And if you had to, you could use FaceTime or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, so on a recent episode, I think it was, might have been the previous episode because we shot it more than a week ago, so it seems like a while ago, we were talking about travel diaries. Somebody had asked about that, and we sort of went, well...
What's a good one? Because I got a big trip coming up, and I'd love to have a way of saving everything. We mentioned the journal feature of iPhoto, which is okay.
It's fine, and we were starting to get some feedback in chat, and so we said, well, email us if you have great ideas.
Yeah.
We got a couple good ones that I hadn't heard of before. Leanne wrote in and said, you were talking about travel diaries. I found TravelPod. Looks interesting. Doing a show about this particular topic would be great. Now, TravelPod was a little bit weird because I went ahead and downloaded it.
Looks like TripIt.
It does.
Does it have a little of that feature in it?
It's more of a journal, I think. Journal capability.
Okay.
If I open it up, though, you know what's weird about this? Look at when you try to, you have to sign up for an account.
Yeah.
And so I tried to.
Is it storing your content on the their servers?
Yeah. Well, look, if I, like, I tried to sign in through Facebook and it sort of just kept bringing me back to the.
It's broken.
So if you say, like, let's say my password was like Kitty. It's like, oh, wait a second. Now it's not doing it. Okay. Yeah, I was going to show you that it was storing my... Never mind. Now it's not doing it.
What was... It was doing something bad?
Well, it was just... I was just typing out my password, and it was just typing out.
Oh,
it wasn't actually obfuscating
good.
Itself.
But that's probably not their fault.
That was...
When was this last updated? July 2013. Maybe you just got a new update.
No. I don't think so.
And let me look at the ratings and reviews on this. Bunch of 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past the launch screen.
It's free.
Earlier today.
Well, I'm going to install it.
It is free.
Take a look at it.
Yeah, give it a go. And while you're installing that, I'll talk about another one that we got from someone really nice. I forget your name, but he says I remember that you're from Australia. He says, my favorite is TripWriter. It comes in a free, light version, but the fully featured version is $4.99. It's a great bargain at that price. You've got trip planning. You can add how many travelers are coming with you. You can plan day by day. You can have a packing list.
Oh.
You can store information in your wallet.
Yeah.
You can have maps that you want to access, stuff to see and do, like must see and do for, let's say, when you're in Mykonos. For example, you want to make sure you absolutely go to that one fish restaurant. And then you've got photo albums and diaries. Now, this one, I went ahead and... I said, well, what about for like a trip that I've just gone on? So like my Miami trip for whatever reason, it's not upcoming. So some of this doesn't really apply to me, but it still also does work after the fact because I can add some notes about, you know, how much fun I had. Now, I didn't actually leave the country. So some of the currency stuff is not really that important. I didn't actually have to change currency or think about it, but you might have to in your next international trip for my other travelers. I added little pictures of all of us, and I can add the travelers who are going to be going on with me, especially good if maybe you're going to be part of a tour, group travel, where you're going to meet new people. You've got your little briefing areas where it's like, okay, so here's, you know, maybe our estimated budget. You don't want to go nuts, so let's all remind ourselves, if you go a little crazy one day, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to buy souvenirs the next day because I want to stay on my budget, stuff to see and do. That's kind of an overview of everything. Then, of course, you've got your diary section. Like, I could go back and say, gosh, on the 16th, we had so much fun at the beach. You add
you can
some
even
photos.
Put pictures in. That's nice.
Yeah. And they kind of look like, you know, cute little postcard type stuff. Go ahead and, you know, I can choose a photo from, you know, my whenever I was... Well, I don't really have... That's all.
So one nice thing about this is they have a print feature. So you can, after the fact, then print this out as a... create a PDF, which you could then print out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going... You know, I want this. I want to have it printed out and put it in a notebook because there's travel documents and stuff I need to print it out. I can't just have it on my iPad.
Yeah.
So this would be nice to go along with that.
This is... You know, if you don't like skeuomorphism...
It's very skeuomorphic.
This may bug you a little bit, but I think it's really, really fully featured. You got the packing list too. That's really nice, especially if you've got people to manage, or just you're like me and you never remember your toothbrush. No matter where you go, I always have to buy a toothbrush because I just can't. I'm physically incapable of remembering. But this is really nice. Again, there is a free version, but I think probably if you want to use this and take it seriously, it's worth the $5 to download and it's great.
It's good stuff. I'm going to try TravelPod, and I'm going to try that.
Were you able to get in there?
Yeah, I used my Facebook. Now I have to create an account and so forth and so on. But that's all right.
The whole point of that is not having to create an account because you sign in through Facebook.
Yeah, they really want you to have a TravelPod account, and I'm sure that there's some reason for that, but. We'll find out. They want your email. That might be why. So I'm going to give them my email.
Somebody in chat says, do your friends let you use their toothbrush? No.
Oh, that's not.
And you never should, even if they want you to.
No.
You just keep it in your own mouths. Don't share toothbrushes. Ugh.
Really? Is that something that would bother you?
It's like sharing dental floss. Here, want the dental floss that I've also used? Well, but it's always used.
I guess a toothbrush is used.
Yeah. No.
So this starts out, here we are in TravelPod, Leo Laporte's great adventure.
Oh.
It makes it a blog.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, apparently I'm going to Ottawa. I don't know why it says that. What I'd love to
it's
be able
probably
to do,
just that's populating so that you know
yeah.
that you can
What I'd love
it.
To do is to import from TripIt, because TripIt already knows where I'm going, and it ain't Ottawa. This must be from Ottawa. I'll take a look at both of these and I'll get back to you.
Yeah,
this is kind of cool. I can add a day. I'm in Petaluma right now. I guess I was in Ottawa yesterday.
You have a great excuse to try these out because you're going on such a fun trip.
I'm going on a
trip.
Fun trip. And what I really want,
locations
what I really want is to do planning now, import TripIt, the whole trip's in TripIt. Because it imported the itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
I have a notebook that has passports. I have to have a visa for Turkey, various stuff all together. I'm sure you did something like this when you traveled around the world. You must have.
Yeah.
It's very elaborate.
Well, I wish I had an iPad at the time.
But some of it's got to be paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like to do is have an iPad so I can record, get as much as I can into the iPad as well as the paper thing, and also can record notes and take pictures. And then at the end when I come back, I want a physical book. That's what I really want. And it would be nice if they tied into some of these photo book printers and I could have a physical book. This was my wonderful trip with pictures, even like the itinerary documents, pictures of the tickets, things like that. It would be fun to have in a scrapbook kind of almost. That's what I was really looking for.
You could probably, I think if anything, you're able to export. I mean, if you're able to export anything like in PDF.
Well, that's TripRider. By the way, that's RIDER. It might sound like writer, and you might even think it should be writer, but it's TripRider. It does do that. So everything you've done in TripRider, you can output as a long PDF.
And then you could make a book
and then
out
print
of that.
It and make a book out of that.
Blurb, is the Blurb team still around?
Lulu?
They used to do.
Yeah, Blurb's still around.
Yeah. They do. That's
they do beautiful books.
Really nice books.
But that's what I want. It's something that would interface to Lulu or Blurb or one of the book printing companies.
Nice.
I'll look for it.
All right. We got a tip from Steve. And Steve says, have you watched an embedded YouTube and always wondered how you could just share the video? Of course, on the computer, you could just click on the YouTube icon and it opens in a new tab and you can grab the URL that way. It says, well, that's not available for embedded videos on an iPad. but there is a solution.
There is?
Yes. He says once the video is finished playing, you scrub to the end, you'll be presented with these default controls for the video. And in the top right, there's that little icon that looks like three circles connected. Click on the circles and a box will appear with the YouTube URL. Then you just copy and paste the URL to wherever you want it.
Yeah, that's the share icon.
What's that noise?
I'm watching a little YouTube video.
Oh, you are you?
Yeah, you know, have you seen the new YouTube app? Just updated.
Gorgeous. I have not actually had a chance to hang out with it.
Oh.
Why can't we just be soccer announcers?
We're good at that.
We're really good at it.
We're good at that.
You just have to be passionate. And
I don't know. This is one of the top videos on YouTube right now.
Well, because it's probably a really, really important
game. It's a big goal.
It's a big game.
So I don't see that button.
Well, you got to scrub to the end.
Oh, I got to go to the end? All right, let's go to the very end. And I'm at the end.
And then click.
And then what? No, well, that was wrong. Maybe? I don't know. Oh, see, they've moved it. It's in the new one. It's down here.
Oh, this is a timely dot tip.
So the dot tip has changed.
Copy link. There you go. Well, good. Changed. That's actually one of... I think the reason that this is a good dot tip is... Yeah, sure, of course, that means something. But that doesn't necessarily look like a sharing link. Not to me, anyway. So maybe you were always like, I don't know what that is. That's how you can copy the YouTube URL and send it to your friend.
Yay!
Or your mom. Yay. Or your soccer coach.
The new YouTube, by the way, really. They've applied the new YouTube look to the app, and I think it's really nicely done, yeah. I think you've done a really good job here.
Yeah. YouTube has become more and more fun for me.
And what's interesting is this is now minimized. Look at that. That's still here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
As I continue to search
and look at other stuff, I can minimize these. And
that's smart of them.
Isn't
that
clever?
Because you know how they'll have suggested related videos that are not at
exactly.
all related, and then you're
and
sort
I can
of like,
browse around
I don't know where I
watching
started.
The video. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
Isn't that interesting. You know, it's funny. Google's writing some of the best mobile apps, for the iPad.
Thanks, Goog.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's the new YouTube new icon as well for YouTube. It's just it's a red icon with a triangle in it.
See here it that? Is, upper left. Simplified.
I like it.
That's nice, yeah. Hey, reminder that we love getting your feedback, your stories, your dot tips, your questions, show ideas, all of it's great. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. You can send us a video. You can tweet at Leo or me, although you say that you barely read your tweets anymore, so...
I read my tweets, but it makes me unhappy. It makes me sad.
It makes you sad.
It makes me sad because people yell at me on Twitter.
Well, somebody told me that I suck my teeth and it bothers
them. Yeah, see, I don't want to see that. I don't want to know that. In fact, I didn't even know Sarah did that. And now I'm worried because I'll notice. I've never seen you do that,
well,
but now I'm probably going to notice it.
And I said,
that's why I don't read Twitter no more.
I said, I think I said, well, that's lame.
I don't respond. I pretend I haven't seen it. I know
never happened.
Don't know.
Never done that before. Maybe in my sleep. And that's even a weirder tweet then.
Yeah, because it's been like an ex-boyfriend. So,
well, you know, he better stay away.
Is that what they mean?
Give you something. I don't do that. When I'm eating. And then that's alone time. You know, people can eat grossly.
You know what I do in my alone time? I watch TV.
What? Well, what kind
but
of
I don't watch
watching?
It the way you watch it.
How do you? All right.
I watch it on my sling box.
Oh, so you can just go out into the street if you feel like it.
Anywhere I'm online with my iPad, my iPhone, a laptop.
With your lawn chair. You just go sit over at the Petaluma Market and take up one of the parking spaces and watch some
I'm watching here. I got my iPad. I'm watching. You know, you've seen that ad where the guy's watching whatever it was, his satellite dish on his iPad. This is so much better. This is so much better. The sling box, you bring it home. You get it at Amazon or Best Buy, or you can read more at slingbox.com/twit. So you bring it home, and you hook it up to your satellite box. or your cable box and anything else you've got in your home theater system. It's basically putting your entire home theater online on the internet so you can get in password protected access to your stuff. You can even archive photo and videos with
Sling Sync.
Built-in Wi-Fi on the Slingbox 500. You got HDMI. You've got 1080p, full HD. It is really a sweet, sweet tool. It makes your iPad what it was meant to be, which is a personal television. And by the way, you don't have to be on the road. I mean, this is great. You take it to the ballpark. When I go to see the Niners, I'll bring my iPad. They have great Wi-Fi at the AT&T ballpark there. Candlestick. And then I can watch the replays. I can watch the broadcast at the same time as I'm watching the game. It's really fun.
Well, because they don't want you to see
they
stuff.
Don't, sometimes they don't want you to see the bad calls.
Right.
Because they're afraid you'll throw batteries or something. And so I...
Batteries?
Oh, yeah.
Throws batteries.
They're afraid now. You can't bring... You can't even... You have to use an NFL
like,
logo bag.
Did you bring your Duracell for the bad call?
Yeah.
Chuck it at the field.
Oh, you've obviously never been to a Raiders game, my dear.
I don't go to Raiders games.
Or in the bathroom. Say you're watching, you got your beautiful B&W speakers, you're watching Game of Thrones, dun, 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 and you got to go and check the pasta because it's been, you want to see
in
if
the
water's boiling. No, in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
The water's boiling. I thought I'd sanitize it. Okay. And then you take your iPad, you go, let me watch it. Dun, 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 dun,
well, that's actually, that's the number one reason that I'm drawn away from the TV is because I got to go cook.
Yeah.
You got to look at
other
things.
Now, you probably Game of Thrones you're going to want to watch on the big screen TV. Although, in high def, it still looks awfully good on that Retina iPad.
Oh, the last time I was out of town, and it was one of those very exciting Game of Thrones episodes, I watched it on my iPad. It was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't want to wait.
No, exactly. Anyway, Slingbox, try it. You're going to love it. Never miss a show you want to watch. Control your DVR. Set recordings, even when you're away from home. Buy a Slingbox today at Best Buy or Amazon or find out more at slingbox.com/twit. Yeah, you can't bring bags to the NFL games anymore.
Well, what about you can bring batteries, but no bags?
Well,
you can bring a battery.
And it's in your portable radio.
You bring a bag, right? They just
You're
going to
wear
it.
Your Mickey Mouse hat? I'll wear my Mickey Mouse hat.
Fine. Then. That's not really a mouse hat. That's a bunny hat. The last time you wore that,
the ears go out of the camera, so I have to sit like this. It's time for our app caps. That's why we're wearing the funny hats.
Yeah, this is the part of the show where Leo and I pick an app that we love. We just think it's worthy of your time and ours. We talk about it for a couple minutes at the end of the show.
This you don't need rabbit ears if you have Slingbox.
That's very good. That's right. Yeah. Well, you might actually need them. Thank you, Burke. Burke's like, we want to capture
the whole
full
thing.
Glory of the rabbit ears.
Please! Go ahead. Start us off. Kick
okay.
us off,
All right,
Sarah.
I'm
Mousy
kick you
Lane.
Off. Now, this, you might say, who cares about poetry anymore, right? Poetry schmoetry. Poetry is for old people. But with this app, it simply isn't the case. It's actually kind of fun to not only learn poems, but memorize them so that you can read them off via memory to your loved one later. And they'll say,
you do know that Ice Ice Baby is not really considered a poet, exactly.
It rhymes.
Miss Rap, Sarah Rapster Lane. This is real poetry.
Yeah, this is real poetry.
I mean, not that rap isn't
real
poetry.
Sorry, I was thinking of Ice Ice Baby. Because
yeah, I know.
He's from Florida. Wonderful song. Wonderful song. So this is a very, very interesting app to help you learn famous poems and, like, memorize them almost as if you were learning a new language.
Actually, I would love to memorize poems.
Really?
Don't you think knowing a poem, being able to say a poem is so wonderful?
Yeah. I do.
Whose woods these are, I think I know. I shall walk around in the snow. I don't ever, I can remember the rest.
See, that's the thing.
So I need this.
Okay, so I don't really have anything in my library right now.
What's the name of this? Tell me, I want it now.
It's called...
Penguin.
It's called Poems by Heart. It's from Penguin Group.
Okay.
It's completely free.
Oh,
and
awesome.
What's neat is that, okay, so let's just look through some...
That's because poets make so much money on their poetry. You don't really, they've already kind of settled down. They don't need to have any more money.
Well, that's a thing. It usually takes a few hundred years for us to be like, that's the most brilliant thing
I've
ever heard. But now, would you like to know Eternity by William Blake?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's what we do, all right? So we go ahead and we play. Let me make sure my speakers are up. Let's just go ahead and play this. I've decided on a male voice, but I could choose a female voice as
well. Is it
a
computer or is it
Eternity?
No, it's a male voice.
Oh, no, it's a real,
He who binds to himself a joy, does the winged life destroy. He who kisses the joy as it flies, lives in eternity's sunrise.
So true.
Okay, so, right?
So true.
Totally lives in it.
Totally.
So, now let's say, all right, well, I want to learn this. I heard it. Yeah. I'd like to be able to recite this. And someone be like, that was so deep. So I go, learn. All right. Now, I go ahead and say, fill in the missing words. Now, I could choose no audio, or I could choose my, let's say, just female now, and I go ahead and say, begin, okay? He who something
to something
adjoy. I fear
thee, ancient mariner. I fear thy skinny hand.
He who binds to himself
a joy,
right?
He binds to himself
a
joy.
This is a great way to learn.
All right.
Because you're understanding it. That's so smart.
Yeah, it's honestly... Feels
this
very
is,
much
this
like
would be a good way
my
to learn,
foreign language classes.
Yeah, or learn lines.
Moving life. No.
Now, do you get some poems or do you have to buy them?
No. This is all free.
Does the winged life destroy?
Oh, you can't buy more poems.
He who.
I see.
You could buy the joy.
They
as
have
it
a love
kisses.
Bundle.
Kisses the joy as it flies.
Thought I was right. Okay.
Gothic tales. This is great.
Cripple in eternity's sunrise.
Lives in eternity's sunrise.
I'm terrible at this. Well, I wasn't really paying a lot of attention.
William Wordsworth.
I got a decent score. I got a couple of them right, but not all of them. So then you go back to your poem overview, and you can go ahead and, you know, you've got...
Eternity by William Blake.
Hush you. You've got your, basically, your score that you're trying to best. You see that you've got...
This is great.
A variety of stages. Yeah. And, okay.
Oh,
now, this is the best part. You're going to die.
Yeah.
He whom binds to himself a joy. Okay.
Okay.
So now I can record my own recital and see if I score based on...
They'll know?
Speech recognition.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. He who binds to himself a joy. Now it's like, do you suck? Fine. Okay, good. I got that right.
Good.
And,
do more.
I don't remember the rest of it.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, Nani.
I'm getting this.
It's weird. It's like, this is so weird. I didn't know that people wanted this. But...
I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth.
No.
I wandered lonely as a cloud.
That's you.
Floats on high or
vales and hills.
Yes, this is good.
Neat, huh?
Oh, I really want to learn I Wandered Lonely
as a Cloud. Now, you've also got, like, you've got Gothic Tales, and they'll give you, like...
But you have to buy... This is their come-on. So some of it's free.
Some of it's
But then
free.
They have packages. So you can have Elizabethan poetry for 99 cents. Odes.
Yeah.
So I'd
if
like to learn
If you
want to
buy Dante's
ode.
Inferno, which, by the way, they say is very hard
Yeah,
because
it's 800,000 words.
Yeah. But you can, you know, make it your life's work to learn it.
No, but at least the first page would be good.
Yeah, yeah. Early Innovators. Yeah, so they're not...
Where's Dante's Inferno? That would be
in
good.
In Gothic Tales.
I'm going to get that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn it. I'm going to come in here. I'm going to recite it. You're going to be surprised.
Or just go into the
room. You're going to laugh.
Yeah? Will
I? Say, Leo, your brain is as nimble as it ever was. Your ears are getting big.
Exactly. That's what I will say.
But your brain is good.
Yeah. So let's look at a hard one in the romantic section.
I found
myself
by
the romantic
within
bottle.
The forest dark.
Anyway, poetry store. Some of it's free. Some of it's not.
This is my favorite.
What?
Ozymandias.
That's your favorite?
Yeah. Well, I like it because... Oh, look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. I love this one. This is good. I tried to memorize this recently.
Did you?
Yeah. Because it's so good. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies. And it's all about how it doesn't matter. You can build a giant tribute to yourself.
And the pirates will still get you.
In the end, it's just a bunch of sand.
Aww.
So it's look
Don't
on...
Don't sweat the small
cause
stuff.
Because it says on the pedestal, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, The lone and level sands stretch far away. That is a great poem.
See, now this has got to be the thing that you can memorize.
I love.
And you can use poetry,
Rudyard
Kipling,
poems
by heart.
If you can keep your head about you when all about you are losing all
about.
I
knew I'd lose you.
I'm buying all of them. No, it's nice. I think this is good. And this is good for kids. Kids often in school, do they still do that? Or expected to memorize a poem?
I don't know, but I had to memorize lots of them.
Yeah. I just think that's a great thing.
I don't really know why, but it was always fun.
So I have purchased now many of these.
Good. Good.
Now I'm going to show you my waste of time. My complete, and that was valuable, useful.
Sure.
It's a good thing to know poetry.
We
it's
should
a
all
solace.
Learn Dante's Inferno.
It's a solace in times of need. This isn't, my ear is a little big. It's getting in the way. This is Plants vs. Zombies 2. It came out last week. We had already recorded the show, I'm sorry to say. And otherwise, we would have shown you this.
Of course.
I've been waiting for this. I still, to this day, consider Plants vs. Zombies the single greatest iPad game ever. And it wasn't written for the iPad originally. Originally, it was a desktop game by PopCap. And it was designed for Flash. But when the iPhone came out, they put it on there. And then on the iPad, it's become huge. We've been waiting for a long time for Game 2. Here, throw me my T-shirt. They sent me a T-shirt. And, in fact, they sent me a bunch of stuff. Seeds, a seed packet and stuff. The name of this is Plants vs. Zombies 2. It's about time. And kind of a nod to the fact that they took forever to make this game.
Yeah, right?
I know I swore I would never play another Electronic Arts game, but I can. This is PopCap was bought by Electronic Arts, sad to say. That's probably why it took so long. So far, it hasn't crashed. Now, let me tell you something that is a big, big difference from the original Plants vs. Zombies. Original Plants vs. Zombies is a buck or two. You buy it, you'd have it. This one's free. And you might say, oh, joy, it's free. Well, it's actually really more like freemium. Because I'm doing some research.
Okay.
But if you wish, you can buy coins, Plants vs. Zombie coins, with actual U.S. coins. $10 for 40,000 coins. I've learned my lesson, EA. They still owe me for my donuts. You can buy, if you'd like, these are some of our favorites from previous game, Plant vs. Zombie games. There's some upgrades and bundles, too. Basically, these are cheats. And this is what I want you to know. You can, as far as I can tell, play through this entire game without buying anything.
Because I know some people have complained, oh, all the in-app purchases have ruined Plants vs. Zombies, but you don't have to.
Normally I'd say that if you had to, and this is sometimes happens, like Candy Crush Saga, if you don't spend money,
you
can't get very far.
Yeah.
This game, so far, I've completed the entire Egypt level, the first level, without buying anything. If you've played Plants vs. Zombies before, you'll recognize a lot of the features of the games. It's essentially a tower defense game. You have to defend yourself, your home, against voracious zombies who slowly encroach on your territory. You do that by designing a defense, but you do it in real time, which is a little different. Usually it's a turn-based game for tower defense. So I'm going to plant these sunflowers to give me sun, because you need sun to do additional plants. Pretty soon the zombies are going to start marching. I'm going to take the time to build a few plants because the whole thing is powered by that. There's a lot of strategy. There's a lot of excitement. It's a real-time game. It is not like chess in that sense. It's not as strategic like chess, but it is an awful lot of fun to play. And if you played the first one, I think you will not be disappointed. There are at least three time zones. We're in the Egypt time zone, where Ozymandias lived, but we also go from there to pirates and then to cowboys. And I'm told, maybe Liz will know, that there is a secret fourth level and that someday they're going to go into the future, that they will add new levels. And that's one reason to support freemium games. Companies like Electronic Arts make so much more on a game when they sell you stuff after. They give away the game and they sell you stuff after, then the $3 they might have made when you bought the game, and then never again do they get any more money out of you, that they're much more likely to keep the game updated, to add new features and new levels. So that is one thing that benefits us with a freemium game. I think this is, at least so far, the best of both worlds, and I'll report back later. It is a game you can play without spending a penny, literally free. You can buy stuff. I think a certain percentage of people will absolutely buy stuff. But because PopCap is going to continue to make money on Plants vs. Zombies 2. We're going to, I think, expect a lot of updates, a lot of new stuff. They updated the first Plants vs. Zombies as well, but not as fast, not as rapidly as I suspect they will with this one. If these zombies get to the end and eat your brains, that level is all over. This is Plants vs. Zombies 2, free, although, as I said, freemium. But as far as I can tell, you don't actually have to buy anything to enjoy it. And that's really good news. Nice
job. The
zombies
are cute.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I should say this. Even though the name Zombies is in there, this is not a scary game.
No.
It's a fun game. Kids love it. The zombies are funny. There's a good sense of humor in it. This is the puncher plant. Watch. He punches. And he's going to punch this guy. He's going to knock. There's a lot of character and wit in this game that makes it a lot of fun. Watch this guy. When I have him shoot a bunch of things, he then puckers. It's just a lot of fun. There's a bad guy stealing my son. All I can say is PopCap, well done. It was worth waiting for. Plants vs. Zombies 2 is absolutely great.
Yay.
And don't start playing it unless you're ready to be addicted. Learn poetry instead.
This is your new thing, huh? Plants vs. Zombies 2?
Yeah, thank God it came along.
You know how much money they made in the first 5 days, I think?
They had some huge number of downloads.
Yeah, it was some ridiculous record.
It's the future of gaming, and maybe even the future of software to some degree, that you give it away, you give away a certain amount of it, and then
you'll pay some extra money.
It makes me mad when I see games like, frankly, The Simpsons Tapped Out, and certainly Candy Crush Saga, where you have to spend money to get very far in the game. Plants vs. Zombies, it seems to be you get the full game experience, at least so far. Maybe in later levels I'll need those cheats. I don't like the cheats. I don't think you should have cheats. You should win on your own with your brain and your really big ears.
Well, yeah. It's teaching people, you know, you don't have to try that hard as long as you have money.
Right. Well,
that's
true.
Not the way that life works.
It's exactly how life works.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
That's why I'm always left wanting.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're going to end this edition of
Poetry, Philosophy, and Zombies. It's been a great show.
And a lot of self-loathing. we'll be back here next
week. And toothless cats.
And that... She's got some teeth. Yeah, you should see how she acts on the painkillers. I mean,
I saw her eyes in your picture.
High as a kite.
Yeah.
High as a kite.
Or as you said, tripping balls.
Yeah.
I don't know what
my
that means.
My cat tripped some balls last night. It means she was, you know.
She was out.
She was.
Was there no pupil at all? No, it just looked like.
It was weird. It was all
her
pupil,
eyes,
but like
it was
green.
Yeah, there were like big green orbs in her head.
I don't know.
That was a weird picture.
My whole thing is that she's trying to channel Lil Bub. Because she's like.
She wants to be. You know what? Admit it. You're getting her Lil Bub plastic surgery. You're trying to create a viral cat. Admit it.
I want him to be a real-life Lil Bub Barbie cat. I do.
You, that is sick.
I know. She'll play Lil Bub in Vegas. Or Reno.
She's a Lil Bub imitator.
It's going to be great. Thanks, everybody, for watching this episode of iPad Today. See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.